Jack Peter is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jacksonville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in?
N2KPR, battery portable?
N2KBR, Rich, how you doing this evening? What's going on?
Oh, not too much right now. Just playing a game of solitaire on the computer and read a story in the computer earlier and that's over on Fan Fiction. They got some people over there that are writing episodes for NCIS, their own episodes. And some of them are really, really, really good. They should have been told by. They would have been fantastic. But they weren't, so I'm enjoying them, reading them. And earlier today, a friend of mine went shopping for me and put everything away. And that's about it. It started raining. I was going to go outside, but it started raining. I said, no, stay inside, putter around. I started working on charging all my radios. And got this little one charged up, so the other two are charging now. And trying to figure out how I'm going to hook up the big radio. Haven't figured that one out yet. But that was all for today anyway. N2KPR, back you. N2KPR.
Okay, Rich, sounds like you had an enjoyable day anyway. Yeah, it started out nice. Was sunny in the morning, fairly warm, warming up, and then it got, geez, I guess just about late morning and it clouded over this way, and we almost had some sprinkles at one point, but didn't get them until a little bit earlier in the afternoon, and it's been on and off since, so not one of those days you could totally rely on for doing anything outside. All right, very good. Are there 73 to you? And thank you for checking in. Are there any other portable or battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
BD2AIT, this is KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, Bill here in Warrendale. And at the present time, there are two others out there on the list. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill. Well, thank you for checking in. And okay, we'll see if the others will join us, and then we'll get back to you in a little bit. Are there any other EchoLink stations would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And I believe our friend Brian from Canada is in this group too. I'll step back.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Glad you checked in with us this evening. KD2 FP, KD2 FPA. any other Equilink station. Come now.
It's your cue, Brian.
Okay, well, so far we have KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Bill, what's going on in Warrendale? What's up?
Roger, Roger, fine business. It's apparently 77 degrees now in Warrendale, 60% humidity. We had just came back from what you call community days, and basically what that turned out to be was a lot of loud music that I couldn't stand, and some handshaking going on to see people that I used to know. And I wish everyone here a good evening, top of the day or top of the evening there, especially the Equilink stations there logged on. And hopefully the Canadian will come back in sometime and say hello also. And tip my hat to Mr. Kevin James. Top of the evening to you, sir. And everyone else there that hasn't logged in yet, wish a good evening. KA3TFB, and we'll be listening. And we give it back to the net control, and thanks for being there.
You had a little bit warmer day than we had here. I think our top was somewhere about 70, maybe 71. I don't think it got much higher than that, but we certainly had the luxury of a little sprinkle here and there during the course of the afternoon. So, anyway, you take care. You have a good evening. 73 to you. And thank you for checking in this evening. 82FPM. Kevin, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area. This is 82FPM. Kevin James out here in Oneonta, New York, and I'm just kind of chilling out for the evening. We've got 68 degrees under partly to mostly cloudy skies here in the central southern tier. And I'm getting ready for tomorrow. We're going to be assisting the Baseball Hall of Fame with the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club for some of their communications. We're going to be doing the tactical communications in the background for them, so that'll be kind of cool. And don't forget, I'm still on the air on the Adirondack Praise Network, so any of you up that way can tune in to 90.9 FM, and you will hear my voice in the air as I give the weather forecast. So on that note, I'll step back, and hopefully our friend Brian from Canada might be able to sneak in here, which would be kind of cool. Hopefully he does make contact with his brother. I know he was trying to do that last night. This is KD2FPM, 73, back to net control.
Very good. Thank you for checking in, Kevin. Always nice to have you check in with us in the evening. Yeah, maybe Brian can connect up with us here in a little bit. So we'll leave an opening here for him and see if he'd like to join us on the net this evening. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional Equilink station. Well, maybe he had a problem there and couldn't get linked up this evening. Well, hopefully he can probably jump in here in a little while and connect up with Ray again. All right, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Well, my day consisted of going down by the lake for a bit and fixing a few boards on the dock. They're a little bit loose. Took some of the old screws out, a little bit rusty, put some new ones in. Secured a few things and checked on a couple other things. Straightened up a little bit and came back up. By that time, it was getting cloudy and we were just about ready to get a little bit of rain. So, one of those things. You know, it seems to be normal this year. We're getting our share of it. And maybe towards the end of summer sometime we'll get a few days in a row. Supposedly this week, but I don't know. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Okay, well, make another call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in.
KA2NZ. Hi, Bob.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Bob.
Two more familiar names. Good evening, Ray, KC2NBU. And good evening, Jack, KA2ZNZ. Jack, how are you doing this evening? I would imagine you had a little warmer weather than what we did.
Yeah, I got up to, I saw 84. I didn't really check my high-low thermometer here yet. But we're still about 77. And there's been some light rain coming through, and there's supposed to be some heavy rain before too long. I don't know, I don't see any signs of thunderstorms yet, but yeah, just never know in this, around this area. So other than that, it was a quiet day, and wife and I did some grocery shopping, and we went out for breakfast as we usually do, and I guess that's about it. 7-3's all around, KA2NZ.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I figured you probably had a little warmer weather than what we did here. I don't know, that breeze seems to be a little chilly almost. You know, like a friend of mine says on the island, he said it's more like fall than it is summer. And I'm inclined to agree with him. I think we've had our share of it, and I think our dues are paid and we're due for some sunshine. So, well, with that, thank you for checking in. 73 to you, and I'll talk to you in a short amount of time. KC2MBU, Ray, how you doing?
Good, Bob. We got 68 degrees still up on the hill here. Went down to Deerfield to the Ham Fest this morning. Had a real good turnout there. Came home with a station wagon full of stuff. I saw Pete was down there. I watched his table for him for a few minutes so he could go check out some stuff. Found a like new condition 35 amp Astron power supply for only $40. Got some good buys. Over.
Wow. I gotta say wow, that's all right. I've got an Astron, I think mine's a 30 here, maybe a 20. As a matter of fact, that's the one that's powering this, right? And I've been very pleased with it. It's the one with the 2 meters in it, you know, where the amps are and the voltage, and it is adjustable from the rear or whatever if you get into it. And, boy, they're an outstanding stable. At least I've found that power supply that does it. Incredible job. I've got another one too in the closet that really does well, but I don't need it at this point. So I'm glad you got a good buy there. I would imagine there probably, I wish I could have went down to that. I forgot all about it.
Well, being only 25 minutes from Boonville, I really didn't have a legitimate excuse, so I've been to it before out at the Frankfurt Herkimer Fairgrounds or Fire Department or whatever. They had good turnout today. Good weather and good turnout. Much better than usual.
That's good. Yeah, that always makes a nice day. I know I've been to a few in years past, and some with a bit of rain, and other ones with that were nice weather. It makes it very enjoyable. Well, as I think about it, and I look here, I don't know as I need to come home with anything else, but you know, I know there are some exceptional buys out there from time to time.
Yep, the too good to throw away, but chances are you never need a stuff. Yep. No, there. Been there, done that.
Yeah, everything I've got here is pretty much antiquated. I think the newest rig is probably my 2 meter that's multi-band. It does, well, I guess it's not really multi-band, but it does get up into, like the fire department and that type of thing, up in the 150s or probably up to the 170s. Can't transmit on it, but at least you can monitor. And it's got that capability, and it's got a bit more power than the one I'm on now. But I use it occasionally, keep everything active, and everything's up and running good. So I certainly don't need it. I don't know as I have any more room here, right? So I'll return it back to you.
Yep, I know what you mean. It's kind of cluttered sometimes, but that's what eBay's for. Over.
Well, that's for sure. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. See if anyone else would care to join us. Seems like a quiet evening this evening. Maybe, is it your brother that is on the Echo Link in Canada?
Yeah, well, he may be connected, but he might not be in there. I don't know. Sometimes he gets busy.
Okay. Well, we'll place another call there and give him a little time and see if he can jump in there and join us and connect up with you a little bit. All right, Wright. Take another shot at it, see if he care to get in there. This is N5ALW. Looking for check-ins, looking for Echo Link. And we'll go from there. We'll leave a space where you can get in there. Well, like you said, Ray, maybe he's got busy and has it on and just not able to get to it. So, hopefully he can get in there, you know, sometime here shortly. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Jack, Kevin, and Oneana, Bill and Warrendale, and Rich for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be signing out of the Echolink system on this repeater. I would like to thank you for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. And I want to give a quick hello to my friends up on Lachute's Road. They're the Yeager family, so hopefully I'll try to connect up with them at some point too. KD2FPM, 7-3, and I am clear.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening to all. Nighty night, sweet dreams. KA3TFB logging off to the Echo Link system. Good evening.
Cortez. KA 2007 for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
This is KA 2 RQR. No traffic. Good evening, Jack.
And 2 KPI. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, W, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jen.
Okay, very good. KA2RQR. Hello, Dan. Good to hear you as always. N2KPR. Rich. N5AOW. Hello again, Bob. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations for Arctan? Thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2007.